Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show, and this is going to be probably a break for me, I'm going to be doing shows, but I'm going to be offline for 2 weeks because of the inept and what's a good word to say it without sounding in Canadian? The inept and deplorable status of these companies. It's incredible what you have to go through today when you move. You try to get a number, phone number, whatever. They tell you the time they're going to meet you there, and then they get there early. It's amazing. And then you're out of service until the next scheduled appointment. And try to get a hold of a utility company. Oh my gosh, that is something else, I gotta tell you. Everything that has happened contrary to what I wanted to do. I had started 3.5 weeks ago looking for a place. It took that long to find a place. And it's taken me, I'm still moving. 2 days into this move and I'm still moving. Yesterday was me and a couple of friends. Today a couple of friends came by, which I have to say thank you very much. I'm giving all the credit to all the people that came by. Catherine, her son Adonis, Waleed, Joe, Alex, John and his wife. She came by today. So I had some people come by yesterday and we got a lot done. Today we had a crew of people. I got to tell you, it's what this has cost me has been mind-boggling. And I'm still not done. So, anyway, I'm letting you know this, not because I'm whining, because I'm not really a whiner type, but I'm just amazed at the lack of skills that these companies are now hiring to do the job. It amazes me that we are outsourcing to places like the Philippines and India because it's so cheap. And I get why the companies would want to go and do this, but I swear, if we had companies that were Canadian and American or North American, I would, you know, and if Bell wanted to go to the Philippines or India, I'll tell you, if it was up to me, I would not go anywhere. I would only hire Americans and Canadians to take care of the North American contingent because the service is just shitty. And when you talk to these people, they don't know what they're doing. And they'll put you on hold for like 10 minutes hoping that you have let go. And when they come back to you, they're surprised that you're still waiting. They have no concept of professionalism. It's not their fault. This is the way Bell has taught them. And then my son told me I could have went with Shaw and he didn't realize that Shaw had a phone system. So anyway, I'm now going to be without a phone till Monday. I have a cell phone, which I haven't used for 3 or 4 months. I actually had to charge it up today. I don't even know my phone number. I had to call people up. Hey, what's my phone number? That's how much I use the thing. I won't be on the internet for at least 2 weeks because it's going to take that long for me to get service locally where I'm going. I still haven't been able to transition to get power or hydro or heat into the place in my name. And it's taken 2 days of being jacked around. And then if you go on Bell Canada's site to find a phone number to contact, to talk to somebody that actually might know what they're doing, it's impossible to find. You can find Bell Mobility. That's all over the place, but try to get a landline service. This is incredible that we still have these services today and yet they're not willing to offer any support for it. So, I will tell you, if you are in Ontario and you're going to move, and like I said, I have never have I ever had this kind of problem dealing in regarding to making a move on in any form or fashion. So anyway, I'm going to be offline and disconnected for at least 2 weeks. So don't, you know, if I don't see you in 2 weeks and I'm on the other side, the pearly gates, thank God. The next move is going to be either into the bush or to the pearly gates, because this is unbelievable. It took 3.5 weeks of searching, getting jacked around by one real estate agent, getting taken by a con in another, and this is the other thing, and we'll warn you. If you go on a board, the house that I got ripped off on was on all the boards. Even Realtor.ca had it on their listing. There was another one there from Sandwich Street, and again, it was another con. Now, the way you'll know if it's a con, when you call them up to set up an appointment to see the house, first ask them if it's available. If they say, yes, it's available, then ask when you can see it. If they start hemming and hawing, say, oh, no, we made a mistake, it's gone, move on. Drop that realtor, drop that ad. It'll be you're going to get screwed. You know, save you the money, save you the heartache that I went through. It's just unbelievable. If you are looking for a place or plan, give yourself at least 2 months, 2 months, maybe three, where you're not in a position where you're being rammed into something that you may not really want in the long or short of it. I tried starting 3.5 weeks after I got the notice. I started right away, hoping that I would have found something in 2 weeks, and then taken 2 weeks to move the stuff out of my shop. As it turns out, it turned out to be 2.5 days, ram bam, thank you ma'am kind of thing, and it's still not done. And I had hired a crew today to do it, and they couldn't get it all done. So, expect the insane during this time. The incompetence that you're going to run into from the utility companies, from the telecommunication companies. If you're looking at old school way of doing things, having landlines and things like that, Bell Canada blows chunks. They are the worst shit for brain company out there. Unfortunately, this is what we're stuck with. Now, I also have an internet service provider that has a phone, but because I am not going to be able to have a phone until my internet is set up, I am now stuck with, I have a cell phone, which allows me a little liberty, but I hate using the bloody thing. So it will be basically to connect those people within my immediate circle here in Windsor, and maybe my mom in the U.S., but that'll be about it. I'm not going to be taking any calls. If you have an order, if you sent money in and I haven't gotten it yet, I have tried to get all the orders done before. I have moved and I've been pretty successful, but there's the odd one that I haven't got out. So if you haven't got your order, it's going to be at least 2 weeks late getting to you, just so you know. And I do apologize for that, but this was a kick in the arse, came unexpectedly. I had no idea it was coming. And as a result, I've been in a chaos realm, in the realm of chaos. The only thing that you can do in a situation like this, go with the flow, pursue your whatever your agenda is, keep to it. If you have to make changes, make changes. But there are some things that are just beyond your control. This is another one of those things in life that gives you a reality check about how much control you really have and how much freedom you really have. When it comes to certain things, and again, because this is such a cluster, cluster incompetence. I couldn't believe it. I called up one place. I'm calling Canada, and I wound up in the Philippines. Then I wound up in India. Then I wound up in some other Asian country. It's amazing. Apparently in Canada, we have absolutely nobody in this country that can work, can do the job as badly as these places they're sending us to. The only reason why they're going there, because one Canadian dollar is worth like about $1,000 of theirs, kind of thing. So it's cheap. dirt cheap to hire people, and if they're and if they work, that's great. If they're incompetent, that's okay too. Hell, it's not no big deal. We're paying top dollar in this country for such shit for brain services. It's amazing. So I am presenting this to everybody so that everybody knows what's really happening, and that you don't if you go through it, it can rattle you. You'll be speaking a lot of Canadian, fluent Canadian. It'd be some strong salt of the earth language. And don't be surprised that everything happens, goes wrong. It's unbelievable. This should have taken, maybe today should have been done. I should be able to be working on my place, my other place. This place is a disaster right now. It needs to be cleaned up and whatever. So it's unbelievable what I'm seeing. It's incredible. Like I said, you will not believe your eyes or ears when you see the level of incompetence that these utility companies and the telecommunications, I don't know how they make money. I really don't know how they make money. It's one of those things that make you go, really? Is this really happening? You know, like I said, it's one of those mind staggering events that happen in life. You know, it, there, like I said, I was at an edge, you know, in regarding to having some place to go. And then something popped up, you know, so God created deliverance, but I'll tell you, the battles involved in these deliverances is amazing sometimes. It's like you shake your head thing, are you effing kidding me? You know. Why is this happening? And, you know, like I said, I cannot get over, like I said, these are big companies, you know, that we're dealing with. They've been around for decades. Maybe it's time that they die. I don't know. It just seems like they can't do their job, that's for sure. It's a sad state of affairs when we're seeing the, what I'm seeing anyway. Like I said, this is crazy, the incompetence here. You know, when I grew up in North America and went to get educated, this type of incompetence would not have been accepted. In fact, you'd have got your ass whooped for being this incompetent. And like I said, I don't blame these people. These people are looking that they got a job, they have an opportunity, and they try their best. They are just not trained properly. They have no idea of anything. They don't have the capacity to do anything. They have to constantly put you on hold to go ask the supervisor for what to do. The capacity to be able to think on your own and come up with a solution or have the answers because you've been trained to know what to do, that's gone out the door. And like I said, and when you're working with people, I'm going to need a break just to get over the trauma. Just to get over the trauma. Anyway, I wanted to let everybody know that things are progressing. Not as smooth as I'd like them to progress, but they are progressing. I was hoping to be done and get out doing what I got to do. I am going to take probably one day off and just veg, do some research with my energy stuff and see what I can come up with. But like I said, this has been fun. I gotta tell you, it has been fun. I wouldn't wish this fun on anybody. So I'm giving you a heads up. When you're ready to make a change, be prepared to go through hell. And I mean hell. You are not going to have it easy. It's not going to flow. There is a force on this planet. I have to think it's an AI force, you know. That is basically overriding a lot of things, And that's the force that we are fighting against. The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but powers and principalities. You know, I think when we're looking at that scriptural reference, we're looking at a program, principles and programs. Programs and principles. Principles are basically would be the program. And the program that's running is, again, to oppose us on every which way. Now, I saw something interesting today. The movers I was working with today were a mixture of Muslim and Christians from the Middle East. And I was talking to these guys, and they're all pretty good guys, really. And some of you might have a thing with Muslims, and I get that. You know, I mean, I don't know why. And you know, you should really talk to some of them. You might be surprised at how they're just like most of us. But anyway, that's another some. And you may and there's you got to remember something. There's always going to be an asshole in every crowd, whether they're Christian, Catholic, Protestant, born again, Islamic, Hebrew. I should say Hebrew. What's the term? Judaic. You know, Hinduistic. You know, Buddhist. Native, whatever. You're always going to find a ding-dong. But a lot of these people are like anybody else. They put on their shoes one foot at a time. They put on their pants one leg at a time. And I'm not saying you should follow Islam, and I'm not saying you should follow anything. You know, I'm a believer in Christ, so I tell people to go to Jesus. That's what I tell people to do. But I'm of the mindset, too, to love your neighbor as yourself. And the concept of John 3:16 and 3:17, not to judge, you know, God didn't come to condemn us, but to save us. So I think, you know, it might be wise to recognize that, you know what? What's coming down the pipe is going to affect everybody. If they're affecting the Asians, if they're affecting the Uyghurs in Asia, and those are Muslims, suffering persecution, that it's coming here. It's coming here. Today, someone sent me an article from on Yahoo, which was interesting. And he said, basically told me that what I'd been saying in regarding to the those injected are going to possibly be dead by the winter. Some of you get all mad because I talk this way. And I talk this way because I know how nanobiotech works. Barring an act of God, I'm saying 30% of them are going to be dead by the end, by probably December. They are telling them to quarantine for the winter, because if they go out, they may die from the environment. Imagine that, you know. We are dealing with a program and an operating system. I hear so many things out there today. Oh, somebody was saying that they found some solution using some sort of hocus pocus. Let me reiterate something to a lot of you who believe that you got some magical power over this nano, bio, AI controlled genetic war. You got nothing. You got absolutely nothing. What you think you're doing, I have no idea. But this is what I'm going to tell you as well. Whatever little bit of success that you're seeing, and I'm not saying this to discourage you. I'm saying this so that you wake the hell up and understand something here. You are not, and I mean this, you are not going to stop this from doing what it's programmed to do. Once this is injected into the DNA, there is no turning back. None. And some of you say, well, I didn't know. I'm going to tell you this. You didn't know because you didn't read. You didn't know because you didn't go to the source of the ones who created this problem. You didn't know because you wanted to get by. You wanted to get in on a slide. You think he could get in because he thought this was a vaccination. And when Moderna and Pfizer told you that they weren't vaccinations, you didn't read and pay attention. You didn't look at their studies. You didn't look at their research. You didn't look at how, you didn't look at how they were saying, you know, that these would edit and change your DNA. Now you're looking for a solution because you thought you could get the shot and play ball and go and have fun just like you did before. You having fun? Are you having fun? And then you got these ass wipes selling you shit that doesn't work. You are trying to grab on hope, which I get, which I do get. I'm going to tell you this. With what I know about all this stuff, all these doctors are coming up with their fantastic discoveries. They're like 15 years behind. And they think they're finding something because they think they're seeing an injection, which they're not. What they're seeing is something that's been in the body for quite some time, has developed a sophisticated network in the system, which would not have happened in a short period of time, at least a 2 year, 1 to 2 year jaunt, at the least. At the least. And they're not looking at the fact that everybody's already got nanotechnology inside their body just from the chemtrails alone. They are still dealing with biology. They think everything is a biological concept. They're not looking at any kind of mimetic. They're not looking at any kind of nanobiotech. They're not even looking at the AI connection or the frequency activation. They're still looking at 5G. 5G. Like I said, about 20 years behind. They're not correct on any of it. The only thing that they found is they see it inside the body, but they don't have any idea of the mechanisms, of the sophistication, of the networking. They have no clue. So when you hear all this bullshit about NAC is going to do this and borax is going to do that and baking soda is going to do this, save your money. Save your money. This technology has to be disengaged. I don't know how to do it. I know how to disengage nano. That I can do. And I can disengage somebody who's had a jumping. That can be done. But as far as somebody actually getting the injection, that is another story altogether. Okay? That is another story altogether. That you have now taken a operating system that has been now inserted into the DNA and has now changed everything. Let me read this. An immunization expert has stated that the biggest threat right now is people who have taken COVID-19 vaccines. Professor Christian Perron, a former head of the World Health Organization's European Advisory Group of Experts in Immunization, has warned that fully vaccinated people must quarantine in the winter months or risk becoming seriously ill or dying. We already know they're dying from the vaccines, high numbers, which are not being reported by the mainstream media. Mainstream media is another incompetent network of MediaCom that offers absolutely no value, no truth, nothing. Perron, who was a specialist in tropical pathologies and emerging infectious diseases, said the situation in the United Kingdom and Israel, which are two of the most highly vaccinated countries in the world, is deteriorating rapidly. He said the same issues are expected to occur in the United States as well. Unvaccinated people are not dangerous. Vaccinated people are dangerous for others. Who's been telling you this? Who's been telling you this? Who's been telling you that you can't put a rotten apple with a bunch of good apples because the rotten apple will spread its rottenness to the rest of them? And that's just on a biological level. You're dealing with operating systems, and I'm not sure what it's going to ever take to get you to see this. I have no idea. I get people all the time, well, what can you do to mitigate this? Is there anything you can do to say? I write them back, nothing. Nothing. I am probably the most straightforward and honest person on this than anybody else you're going to talk to. Everybody else out there right now is going to try to take advantage of you and your money. This is what they're all going to see, and I will forecast this for you. So when it does happen, you'll know that I've presented this to you ahead of time. They're going to all see some little aspect of what they think is success. Then what's going to happen is the operating systems are going to adapt, because this is an adaptive program. Then it's going to create a morphology, and it's going to create a major perplexing of all these so-called experts, because they won't disengage it first. They won't know how to. Any direct assault on this nano biotech AI controlled frequency activated technology that's creating a PNA effect in the body, protein nucleic acids, which are programmed to again activate and integrate with other proteins. So further, how many of you watched, I'll give you a perfect example of what I'm talking about. You'll see it real quickly. How many of you watched The Matrix, the last one? Remember when Neo was jacked into the computer network and he was now back into the AI hologram and he had to fight Smith? Remember Smith? Remember every time Smith touched another hologram or individual in the operating system? Remember that? Remember every time he touched somebody, they became him? He replicated himself inside of the characters or inside of the whole holographic matrix that was going on, the program? Even the program was afraid because of the rate that Smith was controlling and taking over all the operating systems within the different directories. That is what is happening today. This is what they have done. This is why I have told you to get the ionizers. You need to protect, put an electrical field between you and that. Any jackass that's going to just tell you, you're going to need a simple little zeolite, their FOS. They haven't a fucking clue. Because that zeolite will be used by the network to incorporate, to further accelerate the toxicity in the system and to be used by the system in its creating the network. When you combine silica and aluminum, you have a superconductive material. And aluminum is extremely dangerous for women. They shouldn't be using this shit at all. And silica breaks down DNA strands so that PNA can now take over. Are these so-called guru doctors are aware of this? Probably not. If they have no idea of synthetic biology or artificial life that's growing inside of people and has been, and we've all been exposed to the epigenetics from the nanotechnologies for at least 50 to 60 years, and if they're not willing to come to grips with that, again, don't even believe half the shit they're saying. I get people all the time sending me information about this and that, and I write them all the time. It's just bullshit. It's just bullshit. It's there to take your money. Do not allow yourself the emotional control that they will weave on you. Oh, we got this for your loved one. We can alter this. We can change this. We can do this. We can do that. All they're seeing is the network reconfiguring. And once it reconfigures, like I said, the frustration, they won't even want to deal with anybody. And you'll be crying out for their help, and they won't listen to you. Like I said, I don't know how to stop this at all because of the nature of the program that's involved here. We got peptides are being our program, nucleotides which are being our program, the nano aspect of it being programmed. And if anybody would ever take the time to read and understand what Moderna is saying and what Pfizer is saying. Even AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson are using nanotechnology in its delivery method. But if you read what they're saying, how it edits and rewrites the DNA, what chance do you think you have here on this? Are you geneticists? Can you undo the writing? I don't know how. Moderna's got over 10 to the 50th power of materials inside their injections. That is 50 zeros. 50 zeros. 10 with 50 zeros. That's how much crap is in there. How much programming do you think you can shut down? I'm giving you the facts. I'm giving you the what it is. What do you think you're going to be able to do with that? You can give somebody a major EMP pulse, and you might shut down some of that, given. But what about the rest? And you may be able to give it a high, powerful electrostatic charge. Again, you may shut down some of it, but what about the rest? And what about what happens when it reconfigures itself? You got to remember something. They designed these things so that if your immune system even created an assault on this stuff, it would morph. It would adapt. I'm saying this for the 30% that didn't get the shot. I'm saying for those who have took the stand and didn't follow and believe the bullshit that the governments all over the world have sold us on. They're now almost every time I look around on the internet, there's a new statement coming from a different country. Three of the Danish countries have opened up. Norway, Denmark, and Finland, I believe, have opened up. They're not doing anything anymore. They said, F it. Now, the governor in Florida is being assaulted. I'm going to play this. Give me a second. I'm going to find it. Where the heck did I put it here? Give me 1 second here. Okay, let me read you this propaganda, or let me let you listen to this propaganda. It's such bullshit. It's unbelievable what they're doing. They're trying to, the governor is actually on the right side of this, and the assholes that are coming against him are the ones that are... they're the ones that are creating this dynamic here. And I want you to listen to this. Hold on, see if I can get it going. Second.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of your cabin crew, we'd like to inform you that we have officially entered Florida airspace. Now that we're making our final descent, please watch this short message from Governor Ron DeSantis on COVID-19. Thereafter, everyone on board will be required to comply with the state's forever purge.
We are not doing any vaccine passports in the state of Florida. We trust people to make their own decisions in this state. We are not going to be bludgeoning people with restrictions, mandates, lockdowns, or any of that stuff.
As Governor DeSantis stated, while you're within state lines, you do not have to wear a mask. You do not have to get a vaccine. It is against the law for private businesses or schools to mandate masks or vaccines. And you have the absolute right to infect whoever you want, whenever, and wherever, with COVID-19. Thank you for traveling with us, and please, enjoy your forever purge.
When you watch this bullshit, it makes me want to go to Florida. I want to go to Florida. I'm thinking, you know, I should go to Florida. I don't have to wear a mask. I don't have to be harassed. I don't have to bother with a vaccine. I don't have to bother with some bullshit, fake mandatory crap. I mean, it gave me the opposite effect. But then again, I don't believe in this shit anyway. But I have to say this now. Florida isn't going to be any safer than any other state or any other province. Let's face it. People took the shot. People took two shots. Some are working on shot number three. And what we're seeing here is now people are intermingling with each other. And again, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if DeSantis is also playing the game. He'd have to. I can't see a mayor or governor or any leader in Canada or the United States that isn't somehow being manipulated and puppeted by the Committee of 300 or the other groups that are out there. So if they're allowing that to happen, it's probably because they want everybody to be exposed so that everybody will basically keel over. Again, some of you thinking I'm a little bit, I don't know, paranoid? Xenophobic? No. Common sense. Common sense. If 70% of America is injected, that means 30% aren't. And that 30% needs to create a more perfect union with each other and associate only with each other. And that may sound like an isolationist concept, but I think, to be honest with you, it'll be, the life you save may be your own. You're going to have to wear an ionizer every time you go out. You're going to have to zap yourself when you come back home, just to wipe out any possible jumping or shedding from somebody else's injections. You're really going to have to be careful what you're buying. If you're buying any kind of vegetation, you may want to grow it yourself. Do not buy the stuff from the store. You have no idea how many people have handled your carrots. If they're coming from China, if they're coming from South America, if they're coming from anywhere. Grow them yourself. Grow your own. Grow them indoors. Grow them, if you grow them outside, grow them in a greenhouse. You know, you don't know. You have no idea. And so anything you eat when you go out shopping, make sure you bring a magnet with you. Okay? Check your cheese. Check the sliced cheeses that they sell you for sandwiches. Check any cheese you're buying. Doesn't matter what country it's coming from. Check it out. Check your meat. Put your magnet on it. If you see it sticking, not to buy it. That's the world we live in today. We don't have any ethics or morals in regarding to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We have no respect for women. We have no respect for men. We have no respect for children. They have gone out of their way to inject pregnant women to produce these mutations that are coming out of a woman's womb. We are injecting men so that now they're incapacitated to be able to release any kind of real seed. And if they can, if they are able to get erected, then the seed that they will release will have genetically been engineered and edited by some AI program. And the children that are alive today now are being assaulted, being injected. They're 2 years in Cuba, they're 2 years old. So we are not doing any favors by bringing more children into this planet. They're just going to be harvested. You know, and I'm not saying this to stop you from doing whatever you want to do. I mean, you decide whatever you want to do, but look around you. Is this the world you want to bring a child into? You got to wear a mask just to get on an airplane. You got to wear a mask just to go grocery shopping. You got to follow the gods of Moloch and Baal. Are you serious? And then you want them to be injected at 2 years old, 5 years old? They can't go anywhere or do anything unless they have a passport? They're trying to bring that shit here in Ontario. Can't sit in a restaurant anymore. The restaurant business is going to die in Ontario. It's going to die in Ontario. The restaurant, it wouldn't be a bit surprised if the restaurant owners will start the revolution in Canada, in Ontario. They have so much money invested in these restaurants, all of them, just the things they cook them with, the energy they use, the products that they're buying. So I wouldn't be a bit surprised if the revolution starts from the restaurant business. I really wouldn't. They're trying very hard, very hard, to eliminate that. Very hard. So be aware of that. Be aware that they are trying very hard to wipe all the businesses out. Like I said, if you're planning on having a family, then absolutely under no circumstances get to go near any kind of hospital. I don't know what to tell you about the nano, because I've said this before. The nano is in the sac, the nano is in the eggs, the nano is in the uterus. It's in everything. And for those of you who are still partaking in any kind of sexual activity, when you get done, examine your genitals. You might be surprised what may be coming out. And I don't mean fluids. And I'm not trying to sound gross, but I think you need to examine the things that are happening and what can be incorporated in the genetic construct of a child inside the womb. It's a sad state of affairs, but we are not making children as God intended. There are anomalies going on in the construction of a child. And people are unaware of this. Nobody reads. Nobody pays attention. I would say, you're crazy. You're crazy. No way. You know, I'm clean. I got nothing going on. And all of a sudden, you got a child with a birth defect 9 months later. Then you feel guilt. That's how they play it. That's how they play it. Like I said, really consider what you want to do in that regard, because the burden will be on you. And in these times, everything is so unsettled. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if something else happens where I may have to leave again. I wouldn't be surprised, you know. I wouldn't be a bit surprised for a lot of you are going to go through similar transitions in the next 2 or 3 months. Be prepared. Be prepared. If you are planning on moving, like I said, start on it now. Give yourself about 3 months. You know, you may find something right away, but then might want to take your time in going through the process. Like I said, things ain't what they used to be, you know. Here's another one, euthanasia. Euthanasia now is becoming more and more popular with the medical field. Think about that. It's easier to kill you than to save you. Imagine that. And this is becoming more the realm of reality. So again, I'm saying this not because I am trying to intimidate anybody. All I want anybody to do is start reading for themselves. You might be surprised, you know, what you might actually find. And how much we are involved here with what's going on today. I just read you this article. He said that their immune systems have been permanently altered following the vaccinations. I have heard this from geneticists all over the world. I have heard this from some of the most established vaccine researchers out there. They are telling you all that this, once it's in, it's a done deal. Nothing can be done, except maybe to alleviate any misery that these people might feel. This is going to kill Hebrews. This is going to kill Brits. This is going to kill Americans, which we already know is happening, at a tune of about 500,000 people a week at the minimal. It's happening in Canada, probably at around 50,000 people a week, minimal. The VAR reports and all the reports that they're giving people, if the catastrophe was as bad as they're making it out to be, it's not a catastrophe at all. Basically, the numbers are actually getting infected, the numbers are actually getting hospitalized is very nominal. So again, I want you all to seriously start thinking in terms of operating systems and assimilation and DNA operating functions for AI programs. AI is going to integrate into your DNA, okay, sooner or later. And what I mean by integration, I mean that as long as we are dealing with nano bio assault, the moment we keep on being hit with weaponized genetics, synthetic genetics, let's call it what this is, synthetic genetics, and there's not been one doctor out there that's come out there publicly that's even talking about this way. They're all talking some kind of hokey pokey, pooky mooky bullshit. But they're not talking about synthetic biology or synthetic programs that is being assimilated into the body. Nothing. And they're not giving you the actual details required. That you need to know. What you don't know will screw you. Bible says, people perish for lack of wisdom. My people perish for lack of knowledge. Get informed so that you know how to prepare. That's the best thing I can tell you here. Like I said, I got caught with my knickers down. I got caught with an unexpected assault, which I had no way of being prepared for. But fortunately for me, I had begun packing for quite some time because I'd been prepping. So I'd been putting stuff away as I was going along. If I hadn't been, this would have been a lot worse. When we're looking at what they're saying, how people are deteriorating rapidly, the concept here again boils down to how they deal with the percentages. One guy said, I said to him, when you take the number of 1%, multiply that by 99. He said, aren't you supposed to divide it? No, multiply it. If they're telling you 100 people got sick today, multiply that by 99. That's more. That's closer to the figure 9,900. They're not telling us the accuracy on this is completely out to lunch. See, unvaccinated people are not dangerous. Okay, they're not dangerous. It's the vaccinated. The reason why the vaccinated are dangerous is because they're carrying the pathology. They're carrying that synthetic biology in them that is allowing it to manufacture, take over, and then to spread it through, again, protein nucleic acids that can operate in a function or in a program that, again, has been designed to integrate with your proteins, your nucleotides, your DNA, your genetic code, using a form of PNA to take you over. Like I said, when some of you may hear this, some of you may feel sad. I empathize with you. But there's nothing you can do. You didn't do anything. They did. They have to live with the consequences. The only good thing that I see coming out of this is that this is going to arouse people in ways that they should have been aroused to almost 2 years ago. My son was telling me today, he says, a lot of people took the shot without realizing what they were doing, and they took it because of what they were told at the beginning. And I said to him, yes, but they should have read. They didn't read. So when they took the shot, some of them are saying, Dad, they're not taking any more. Once they said they'd taken one. One person I was talking to today said that the next fireman was saying one of the firemen took the shot, was healthy as a horse, got home, day later died. Heart inflammation. And they want his son, who's also a fireman, to take the shot. And he's hemming and hawing about it. I says, no. Like I said, this is the only thing I see good that will come out of this is that everybody will finally say, you know what, we have had enough of this shit. We're done with it. Done with it. And we go after all these political bastards that have forced this shit out of us. I saw something in Belgium today where the guys in Belgium were protesting, and this cop had to happen to be in the line of protest, and they bashed out his window, they bashed out the back window, they set his car on fire. He came out, then he's got assaulted. They finally let him go. They're pushed to the limit in Belgium. They have had enough. They have had enough. This eventually is going to bring in military rule. This is how China does it. This is how it's going to happen. Are you armed? Are you ready? Because either way, you're dead already. They're not going to care whether or not you did what you did or you didn't do what you did. They're going to look at you as you're a problem child, irrespective of where you stand, shot, no shot, passport, no passport. You are a problem child, and they're going to take you out. No matter how well you behave, you don't fit the criteria. You will be removed. That's what they're going to do. That's where this is heading. And if you don't see it, that's okay. You'll see it soon enough. Alrighty, I figure, okay, I got everything out of the system, so now I will recap some of this. Okay, I'm going to be gone for a couple weeks because the incompetence I've had to deal with. It's amazing what we're seeing today. So the incompetence level is beyond your wildest scope. So maybe a couple weeks, I'm going to be gone. If you have an order and you've placed an order, and maybe there may be a delay, and I do apologize. I was supposed to have been out here yesterday. I have tried to get all the orders out that I could. So for some of you, there will be a delay, and I do apologize. circumstances beyond my control has put me in this position. So again, I'm not sure what, why, where, when, how, but here we are. Again, after a couple weeks, maybe I'll be more settled, have everything ready to go, and who knows where this will go. Alrighty. I always say at the end of these shows, read the Gospels. There's a reason why I tell you to read the Gospels. The word Gospel means good news. And if you read it, you may find some good news in there. So I would encourage you to read it. I encourage you to read what Jesus had to say. I encourage you to do the best you can with what Jesus had to say if you decide to believe and accept Christ. Don't let anybody manipulate you. Don't let anybody deceive you. Read for yourself. Follow to the best of your ability. And then from there, once you've read it at least once, then again, be aware of the churches you go to. Make sure they're not Jesuit orientated, Masonically orientated, or Zionist orientated. Okay, that Christ is the King and He rules all. And that should be the theme of it all. And if they get into any kind of legalism or any kind of ritualistic concept of the Mosaic Law, then you know it's time to move. Check it out. Read the Gospels. At the same token, I always tell you up in the top, that there are people there who are doing stuff. Support them financially if you can. If you can't, don't worry about it. Support them by sharing their information. Get the word out there. So the more people become aware, the more, again, have a chance to not make a mistake with any of these decisions today. So if you can't help them one way, help them another. Alrighty, as I say on these shows, by the grace of God, we're still here. So until the next segment, to your health. See you in a couple weeks. Take care.